Harper Collins and Harper Audio present What Happens Next by Claire Swinarski, performed by Lisa Cordeleone. 1. August, present day, 12 years old. The night I saw Dr. Leo Lackamore, I was looking at the stars.
Abby, did you take my sweatshirt?
Lyra, the liar. That's a fancy word for harp. Sagittarius, the archer.
Abby, I know you can hear me. Sweatshirt, now!
Scorpius, the scorpion. That one was always tricky.
Abby!
Just as I located Delphinus, the dolphin, my sister burst into the attic, her hair falling out of her ponytail and into her eyes.
I am going to be late to work if I don't leave 5 minutes ago, and I know you stole that sweatshirt.
Jade was 16. 4 years older than me. She had blonde hair with a purple streak and some boy's number scribbled on her palm. She popped popcorn at the movie theater 3 nights a week.
I don't have your stupid sweatshirt,
I did.
You do!
Jade could read my mind. Or it was obvious. She was used to me being a liar. That's important to remember. Sometimes I lie.
It's cold out,
I whined.
Dad and I are going to the park tonight.
I don't care if you're going to see Harry Styles. It's my uniform. The movie theater usually jacked the air conditioning up so high, all the employees got thick fleeces to wear. I was always stealing Jade's, and her scarves, and her eyeliner, and anything else I could swipe. It was my sisterly duty, really. It's in my closet, I grumbled, and she stomped out. Jade and I shared a bedroom, which was half the reason I spent most of my time in the attic. The other half was the stars. My oldest sister, Blair, used to have her own room. Now it was empty. I didn't have to steal from her. She'd just let me borrow stuff. Jade would have kept a padlock on her closet if Mom let her. Jade, again.
Dad says if you want to go, you need to get your butt downstairs. He's tired.
I peered into the telescope once more to get one last glance at Delphinus. But my elbow had hit my telescope when I turned to talk to Jade. Instead of pointing me toward the night sky, it had swung down to Eagle's Nest, one of the nicest cabins my parents owned. It was right across the street from our house. So I didn't see the cluster of stars that someone had at one point thought resembled a sea creature. I saw one of the brightest stars in the entire universe, Dr. Leo Lackamore himself, staring out across the lake that went on for miles. But I didn't yet know that it was Dr. Leo Lackamore. I didn't know why his gaze was fixed down on the water. I only knew that he looked like a man a little older than my dad, with a scratchy beard and pasty skin. I only knew that he seemed incredibly sad, and that now he was looking at me. I ducked. Like a total idiot. Crap. Not good. Not good. Not good. I wasn't trying to be a snoop, but I clearly had a freaking telescope pointed at the guy's cabin. He was going to call the office and report a 12-year-old creeper, and my mom would kill me. Our family owned Camp McCourt, a bunch of cabins, a bar, and a dock in Moose Junction, Wisconsin. Tourists came from all over the Midwest to hunt, fish, and see the stars at night. We'd had a few famous people visit over the years. The governor, some guy who had been in a handful of cheese commercials, and the couple that owned 82 frozen custard spots around the country who'd fought louder than firecrackers all weekend. Our fanciest guests stayed in Eagle's Nest. It had satellite TV and heated floors. Dr. Leo Lackamore had chosen it online, reading all the reviews and details and photos. He had picked Camp McCourt over Paul Bunyan's across the lake or Cubby Lodge, which had great breakfast but no direct lake access. He had looked up the cabins on Google Earth, checking out at the views to find out from which he could best see the library.
No! We aren't at that part of the story yet.
I didn't know what Dr. Leo Lackamore was looking at. Not that night. I only knew that there was a man at Eagle's Nest who had seen me spying. I only knew my butt was fried if my mom found out. But I also knew that there was something about his face, that total and utter look of sadness and despair that I had seen before. I crept back up to the window as slowly as possible. Dr. Leo Lackamore, then just a dude, one whose name I didn't know and thought I never would, was not looking at me anymore. He wasn't looking at the lake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?